Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, the stocks report, by all accounts, is being viewed for corn as a little bit bullish. The acreage report, by some traders' accounts, a little bit bearish. Sounds like bull spreads may be in play today.
It sure sounds that way. Of course, we've taken quite a bit of money out of the bull spreads lately, so looks like we'll put it back on. And look at the support, too, that we're getting from crude oil with it up about $2 today. I think we could see a limit-up type situation in the old crop corn today, May, July, maybe September, but the new crop will probably be a much more limited upside move, maybe 2 to 8 cents higher, something along that line. I think we will be talking about inflationary expectations again as we look at this corn market.
And I know the export sales report isn't front and center, but corn exports were great, even given the announced 1.25 million metric ton sale earlier.
Mm-hmm. It was a great weekly exports, and notice that the unknown in Japan were the big buyers, so we knew about the unknown sale for sure, but Japan was right there too.
I would think that we also might see bulls spreading in soybeans.
We will see bulls spreading in beans, maybe some limit gains in the old crop, new crop, nickel higher or something along that line. Exports there were pretty dull. Really, the acreage number was right about in line. So was the quarterly stocks report, but it's gonna get support from the corn.
I look at the stocks number, and it makes me wonder if we can go below 100 million bushels in the carryover in the 11 beans.
Expectations would be that pipeline supplies would be 100 to 120 million, so we'll end up with a number something similar to that.
And let's take a look at the wheat.
The wheat numbers weren't too bullish at all when we had much larger than expected quarterly stocks and a big number on that spring wheat plantings. But we'll gather some strength from the corn, I should think. Maybe that spring wheat number might be a little high given the wet conditions there. But we'll be up maybe 25 or so, maybe down as much as 2 to 5 in the back months.
So if you can do the number crunch, maybe 45 million more bushels onto ending stocks if the yields don't drop.
Yes, I would think so.
Go ahead and give us some information about livestock, please.
The cattle market looks really friendly for the upside today. A lot of cash optimism here. Nebraska and the beef was 196 yesterday. That was 6 higher than the previous week. I think we'll be sharply higher in the cattle. $1 to $1.50 higher on the hogs, probably more of a mixed bag. You look a little bit more reluctant, maybe see a little pressure on the front month. We've seen hog slaughter lagging our expectations given hogs and pigs data from a week ago.
And I guess it's now in Mother Nature's hands to see if we reach those numbers.
Absolutely it is, and with the wet and cool conditions that we've got coming at us, we're not going to see corn planting in the Midwest anytime soon. Push ahead.
Thank you, Ellen.